There's a telephone conversation with Professor A. Unsold in Kiel from Groningen, but I did not have a mic suitable to recording the phone conversation, and so I repeated the gist of what he was saying. And if you'll skip ahead, the date is 5 August 76, and if you'll skip ahead now about 8, you'll find the beginning of the conversation. Now, I'm afraid I'm just going to have to repeat basically what you're saying. Okay, could you start over again? I couldn't hear you very well. Right, you were well acquainted with Struve in Chicago. Right, and this was a short paper published by Henye and Keenan, and you read this paper in the Astrophysical Journal. Right, and you knew about the quantum theory of continuous spectra. I see. So the idea of your paper was to treat the same problem from the viewpoint of quantum mechanics. Where is Dr. Elwert now? In Tübingen, yes. And you say your results... I see. Now, would you say that your development came to this, basically the same conclusions as the results of Henye and Keenan? Right. And is it true that this paper was written during the war in 1944? I think it says in the paper. Right, in 46. But why was it that you were particularly... interested in these radio waves? Most theorists at that time did not think they were very important, I think.
New things are always interesting. And he had heard of Jansky's work, a talk at Hamburg.
And who gave that talk?
I see. The physicist at Hamburg gave that talk.
I see. That was that Franz? Right, I have talked to him also. And so he heard about Franz's work during the war. Right. But before you go to after the war, let me just ask you about this original paper, because you did a little bit more
And just to confirm, Henye and Keenan, you also extended the idea of short waves coming from other objects and so forth, I think, also. Right. You said that one could expect thermal radio waves from the sun. Right. He had not heard about the discovery in America. Well, but it was not published yet in the open literature. It was only done at the Bell Laboratories in America, and it was a secret report. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, work with short waves was forbidden by the Allies after the war in Germany. I see. But they got some contact with a British science officer in Kiel. And he was a very reasonable man, and they got to be good friends with him. And so Professor Gerbel, who had the chair in applied physics at Kiel, so they decided they could. So they decided to build a radio telescope at 2 meters wavelengths. Right. This was about 2 meters wavelength, you said? I see. Which one was this now? Which year? Did you publish results about this eclipse? No. I see. They got no results when they tried to observe a solar eclipse in 46 or 47, but the equipment didn't work. I see. They built the antenna in a farmyard where they had a radar during the war. I see. What kind of antenna was this? What kind of antenna was this? It was a dipole array. Mounted on a piece of wood. Right, right. Well, let me ask you, who else was working with that? You said Professor, what was his name again? Gerbel. K-R-O-E-B-E-L. I see, so it was you and him that were working. I see. And what was the next time that something got going? When did you next try to do some radio observations? I say.
University of Kiel did not exist at that time. Unsel became dean of the faculty of the new university.
I see. Now what did exist before the university? What institute was that? I see. Right, but so there was no actual institute There was no actual institute that you were part of at that time. I see. I see. So they were working in an old radar development or operations type place at first, and they got some equipment through devious means, and then this became part of the university.